This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A decision on voting practices in North Carolina could have an impact on the fall election. A federal judge, Thomas Schroeder, upheld the state's voter ID law, which also changes a number of voting rules that affect particular groups, young people, the poor, and African Americans, among others. Michael Tomczyk is a reporter for member station WFAE in Charlotte. He says that a federal lawsuit challenging the North Carolina law will go forward, but that law is expected to apply in November, which means voters may see some surprising changes from the last time they voted for president.
There will be a week shorter early voting period, 10 days instead of 17 days. Voters will no longer be able to use same-day registration or out-of-precinct voting. And voters will need to show a photo ID, a government-issued photo ID.
So he says that this law is an impetus for everyone in the state to get their papers in order to vote, right?
Yeah, I mean, he puts it as, you know, these things that North Carolina passed back when Democrats were in control, he calls them fail-safes. Congress has never said all states have to allow same-day registration or all states have to do early voting. Some states like New York don't do any early voting. The majority of states don't offer same-day registration. So really what Judge Schroeder has decided is North Carolina offered these fail-safes under Democratic control. Republicans came into control and have their own policies. Taking away fail-safes, in his eyes, does not rise to the level of suppressing a vote. Now, of course, from the U.S. Justice Department's eyes, from the North Carolina NAACP and others who are suing over this, this is part of a broader trend where, you know, since the Supreme Court in 2013 struck down the part of the Voting Rights Act that had required states like North Carolina and Texas to get their election changes approved, since then you've had states like North Carolina and Texas pass these expansive changes to their election laws. So this very much fits into the U.S. Justice Department's new fight over voting regulations across the country.
What is the impact, the potential impact, on the general election in November in North Carolina?
The plaintiffs are saying that there will be people who are disenfranchised. They put it pretty simply. In the trial last summer, they had examples of people who, through no fault of their own, let's say the DMV screwed up their registration when they went and they registered and they showed up to vote, and they couldn't. And if you had the fail-safe of same-day registration, those people would have been able to vote. Now, the judge, in his opinion, chalks that up more to disinterest is not the same thing as disenfranchisement.
Do observers in North Carolina believe this could tip a Senate race or tip a congressional race or even shift the potential for a Republican or Democratic win in North Carolina in November?
That's been the underlying theme for all of this because, I mean, if you look at the presidential race, for example, North Carolina was so close in both of the last two. We very narrowly went for Obama in 2008 and very narrowly for Romney in 2012. A lot of the arguments have been focused on the racial side of it, John, but the political side is just as important. Where it ties together is that African Americans tend to vote Democratic. So there have been arguments about how, you know, attorneys for the state view these changes as Republican state lawmakers trying to give themselves a better shot at winning elections. Because if you do something that's going to disproportionately impact African Americans, guess what? That's also disproportionately impacting voters who tend to vote Democratic.
So this will get a look from the circuit court and then possibly the Supreme Court between now and November?
The plaintiffs have already announced that they will appeal. Whether it's this case, whether it's the Texas case, one of these will most likely get to the Supreme Court at some point.
Michael Tomczyk is a reporter for WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.